macroevolution is basically evolution on levels above the species, and particularly up in the very higher, I'll botch up the titles, but classes, orders, etc. I'm not a biologist in that direction. Not thinking so much of the question of whether they learn to jump or not, but just the question of the origin of these higher orders. And situation there is basically, as John suggests, that we really do not have good evidence of transitions between these higher orders. Raise a serious question there. Let me hear the wording about the Precambrian-Cambrian thing again.
How does the definition of macroevolution relate to the absence of complex life forms in the Precambrian?
There's certainly no complex life forms in the Precambrian. There apparently is some life back there, and Perry discusses that some. Was that in the talk this week? It might have been the talk on this.
Yeah, the chemical evolution.
Right, the chemical evolution.
Yeah.
Simple cells.
There's certainly some evidence of simple cells and that sort of thing in the Cambrian, but you have this what's called the Cambrian explosion, is that suddenly, and we're talking suddenly geologically, we don't know whether it's suddenly you're standing there, but suddenly you begin to see a wide diversity of relatively complicated animals, not one-celled stuff, but multi-celled stuff, I think precursors to crabs and stuff of that sort, as my memory goes. I'm not a biologist. I think it's fair to say that the fossil record suggests that at one point there wasn't any life. At another point, you begin to have life that's only simple kinds, and then you begin to have life that's more complicated, etc. And many geologists, I think, and biologists would take this and say, well, that's obviously evidence of evolution. But since the things seem to show up without good transitions, my suggestion would be God has created the lower forms. They do things to the environment that make it possible for the higher forms to operate. And then the higher forms come on, and they do some things to the environment to make it possible for higher forms. But you have God's interventions in sequences to come in. That's what I would see going on, not only in the Precambrian, not only in the Cambrian explosion, but on further as well.
Yeah, the interesting thing is you can break up the description of life into various categories. We talk about species, we talk about genus, you talk about family class, etc. And high up you have what's known as the phylum level, which is just below kingdom. And the interesting thing is that in the Cambrian period, which is a geologic period that begins 600 million years ago, roughly, you find that there were 100 phyla of organisms at that particular time, which covers all the phyla that are existent today. There have been no new phyla since that time. That is this broad category, no new phyla since that time. They occur right after the Precambrian, in the junction between the Precambrian and the Cambrian 600 million years ago. Interesting thing is that today you only have about 30 phyla of living systems around. You have fewer phyla today than what you had back then. Now, an interesting thing to contemplate is what does it mean that God created various kinds? At what taxonomic level do you put kinds? Perhaps what we have here at the division between the Precambrian and the Cambrian juncture in geologic history is a great intervention by God where various kinds are created. I should mention at this point that when you look at the word kind in Scripture, generally, it is interpreted as meaning species. You can show, however, biblically, that kind is a very broad category. I don't know of any case that it refers to species, but it can be shown to refer to genus, family, classes, and even phyla. It's a very, very broad category. And so it's just interesting to me to see that Cambrian explosion, you have an explosion of this category of phyla that has remained fairly constant or decreased since that particular time. Maybe here's an intervention where God is creating the kinds.
That discussion, the range of the biblical meaning of the word kind, is down in Bob Dunsweiler's paper there that you should have gotten if you got the whole packet, the proposed creationist alternative. He has a discussion there of the range of meaning of the word kind, looking at the examples in Scripture.